The 1st of November, or Samhain, was the old Celtic Day of the Dead. It used to mark the end of the farmer's yearly cycle and the beginning of winter, although, like all the seasons so far this year, winter seems a little slow in coming. When I opened our bedroom shutters this morning, the ornamental cherry tree visible from our window was a blaze of copper and orange. On the horizon, Slieve Bwy was iron blue, but elsewhere the copses and patches of forest strewn across fields and hills displayed the full spectrum of autumnal hues. The forest of conifers at the top of our hill consists mostly of pine, but here and there it incorporates stands of larch. These are the only deciduous coniferous tree. They also turn and shed their leaves in the fall, so even the evergreen swathe has its patches of brown and umber. Brown is often a rather bland, boring shade, but when you see a variety of trees, bushes and shrubs clumped together and each one of them is wearing its own distinctive tone, the eye is dazzled by the complex, variegated palette of that single colour. Add touches of yellow, gold and red, and then illuminate the whole with the gentle light of the low sun, and the total effect stops the breath. "The trees are in their autumn beauty," as Yeats wrote. At other seasons of the year, the forests and woods that surround us have an almost homogeneous personality. They seem to acquire a common character and mood. The massed beech trees are generally cooling in summer, and the ranks of pine are frostily silent in winter. On a particularly hot day, the oaks along the riverbank exude a collectively drowsy air. Only in the autumn can I look at woodlands and see a host of individual trees. There is a huge single beech tree just across the road from us. It has a still, stark beauty at twilight when its leafless branches form a skeletal silhouette against the setting sun. It seems entirely natural to me that seeing such sights in dwindling light would have suggested decay and death in earlier minds. This is the time when it was thought that the veil between this life and the next was at its thinnest. The Shi, or fairy folk, were abroad, and on the eve of Samhain, now known as Halloween, the dead could be seen walking the earth again. Until quite recent times, doorways would remain unlatched and food would be left out for these visitors from another world. Places would be set at the table for the family dead to join the evening meal, and candles lit in the windows of rooms where loved ones had died. On the night of Samhain itself, or All Souls' Eve, as the church calls it, it was usual to leave candles burning on family graves. This custom still survives in parts of the country, as I was alarmed to discover one crisp November night some years ago. Driving home from the city after dark, I stopped for a moment to relieve myself against an old stone wall set back from the road. I noticed that it happened to be the wall of a cemetery, and when I glanced over, I saw flickering blue lights glinting on the headstones. I stopped in mid-flow, as did my heart, for a cold, ghastly second, until I realized I was looking at votive candles in little blue plastic containers.